Dear friend, if you're listening to this, I want you to know that you're on my heart. Wherever you may be, whatever you may be going through, just take a second to close your eyes and truly feel my love. No matter how lonely you may feel at this very moment, you are not alone. Chances are that many people in your life may be feeling the same, especially during the holidays. And I know it can be hard to reach out to a friend or a loved one and let them know that you need a little extra support. Or maybe you feel like there isn't anyone to reach out to. And in that case, I hope this message helps even just a little bit. First and foremost, know that how you're feeling is completely natural and human. Allow yourself to feel all the feelings, and give yourself some grace. Everyone feels this way at some point, no matter their age, status, financial situation. Feeling low does not make you weak or broken. Also, you can't win every single day. Forgive yourself. You're doing the best you can with what you have. This world needs you. I need you. And I know you might not feel that way right now. You might feel lost at sea, just treading water, praying for a lifeboat, like you have no value and you can't see out of this storm. I've been there. It's lonely. It's scary. It's overwhelming. And quite frankly, it sucks. But I'm here to tell you that everything is temporary. And I know it sounds cliche, but you won't feel this way forever. My uncle recently shared a beautiful quote with me. The higher the mountain you climb, the more beautiful the view. When you're climbing the mountain, you may feel exhausted, defeated, or just like giving up. But once you reach the peak and you see the beauty for miles, it sure feels good to look back at how far you've come. To use this same analogy, eventually you have to come down the mountain. And with that comes its own struggles. Life ebbs and flows, and all we can do is have faith that we are exactly where we are meant to be in this present moment. Mentors of mine, Michelle and Robert Colt, once told me that everything rises in a binary. So, we can't know happy without sad or good without bad. Basically, what I'm getting at here is the feeling that you are having right now shows you that you have the potential to feel the complete opposite to the exact same extreme. So if you're at your lowest, find comfort in the knowledge that your highest will be matched at the same level. But life is hard. That's no secret. I'm not a professional, and unfortunately, I can't take your pain away. All I can do is assure you that you are just as worthy of love now as you are when you are on top of that mountain. Dr. Sukraj Dhillon said it beautifully. Maybe I can't stop the downpour, but I will always join you for a walk in the rain. I'm not the only stranger willing to join you for a walk in the rain. I reached out to a couple of friends and told them that we have a new friend out there who needs us. I asked him to share some advice to help you get through, and this is what they said. Although those we love may not be with us physically, we carry them everywhere we go in our hearts. Grief has no timeline. I'm proud of you for getting this far. You matter, and I am so thankful that you are here. What is meant for you won't pass you. You didn't do anything to deserve the pain that you are in. It's okay to not be okay. Reach out and ask for support. People in your life love you and care about you. You have to see past this moment in your life. You're angry and sad and just feel so lost and powerless, but you have to look beyond. Just one point, one desire. One thing that makes you happy. Focus on that. This darkness may not go away all at once, and it may take longer than you like, but you keep that moment you cherish close to your heart, and you fight. Always keep fighting. It is good work to just be at peace in the moment with no agenda and no upset with what is not here with you. When I start to get sad thoughts in my head, I remind myself not to give up and to search for the beauty around me. There are better times ahead. Nothing lasts forever, especially the tough times. You can and will get through this if you just keep moving forward. Even if you get knocked back a few steps, one foot in front of the other will keep you going. Stay strong. You're beautiful. Don't push yourself too hard. Take a deep breath and be kind to yourself. Give yourself the love that you give to others. And lastly, not being able to hug is temporary, and we will all be able to do it again soon. With all of that said, I love you. I know you may not know me, but people hate what they don't know all the time. So I can love what I don't know too. I love you. I love you. And if this message isn't enough, that's okay. There are so many resources out there. People who want to be here for you. The Crisis Hotline is a free resource that provides a real person to text with who will help you take hot emotions and feelings and bring them down to cooler ones. To utilize this free resource, text HOME to 741-741 and you'll be connected with a real person. One thing that really helps me is going to therapy. If you want to find a therapist, our friends at BetterHelp want to offer you 7 days free and 10% off at betterhelp.com/MizzyFao. That's betterhelp.com/MSYFAO. And if you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, please know that you are not alone. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Until next time, I'm going to be here, walking with you through the rain. And once the rain starts to clear and the sun comes out, I will admire the rainbows with you. Thank you for showing up for yourself today. You are brave. Can't wait to see you for season two. Until then, happy holidays. Love, your friend, Lacey.